Welcome to episode 40 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, the home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Topic for today is going to be taking care of your body because it takes care of your kids. Just kind of a little fun twist on the words, but the topic in reference just hit. If we don't take care of our bodies physically, now I'm excluding all the mental part of it, but when we don't take care of our bodies physically, we have a tendency to treat our kids in the same way that we're taking care of ourselves. And the bottom line is that's typically not very good. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Before we get into that, let's go cover our housekeeping just real quick. Guys, consider liking me on Facebook and following me on Twitter. Guys, also consider becoming a PTAC member. Again, PTAC just stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. Just a fun way of saying becoming a member and helping me support the show at 20 cents an episode. Guys, also consider taking a look at the book list that we've got up there. We've got some awesome books that are in there to read. If you're one of those types that you like to know everything you can about a subject, go get it. I promise you, as good as a parent as you are, you have not learned anything. I'm still in the middle of reviewing Elizabeth Pantley's No Cry Discipline Solution. Guys, I have made a career out of studying this parenting stuff, and I'm reading this book going, Hey, I didn't think about that. That's what separates okay parents, bad parents, from the good and the great parents, is that we're ready to learn something new, acknowledging that I may have learned a lot, but hopefully learning that a lot teaches us what else we've still got left to learn. You do not know everything that there is to know about parenting. I'll promise you that. Go jump in that book list. Start snagging you some books that you can start following up with and reading up on. Guys, also consider contacting us. Switch it over to the contact button up there. Ask me questions, comments. What are some topics you guys want to hear? Trey, what about this? I've wondered about this. I'd love to hear back from you guys and get some questions or some ideas on some topics from you guys as to what y'all want to hear on line. Also, guys, consider doing the podcast subscribe where you can put your name and your email address to be notified of any new episodes that hit on here. Consider listening to FPN on your mobile device through iTunes or through Stitcher, and also consider connecting with FPN through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, RSS, and Pinterest. With that said, let's jump into our topic. Today is going to be another one of those short ones. The reason for it was that the last topic from yesterday, which was talking about chilling out, and then today's topic, taking care of your body, really went hand in hand, and I almost combined them into a full length, probably is going to be about a 30-minute episode, like normal, but I just didn't feel right about it. I felt like they deserved individual attention. I really thought, because they were just so heavy, that I wanted to give you guys that opportunity to be able to spend some time chewing on these two things, these two issues, individually and separately, because I think they're major issues in most of the parents' lives that I've talked with and visited with. I want y'all to hear me say, we're talking about taking care of the body. This is very different from the episode about taking care of yourself as parents. So there's an episode on that. If you haven't seen that, go backwards and check that out, or look up the tag Parent Self-Care. Check that out and then look into that topic as well. Great episode to go check out if you hadn't heard it. You really need to check it out. But this one's a little bit different because the focus on this one is specifically the body. So why are we talking about this, Trey? So what? My guess is there are many that are in this position that I'm going to be talking about today. And truthfully, the position that I've been in, I'm going to be willing to bet that there are many in this position right now. Many that are not taking good care of their body. They're not getting the appropriate amount of sleep. They're not moving around enough. They're not exercising, and they're eating like crap. And let's be honest, I love America. You are going to find few other men who are just unapologetically American, like I am. But let's be honest about a few things. America makes it really easy to be lazy, lethargic, and slobby, and eat like crap. They make it really easy to do all of those things. They make it very easy to sit back and relax and sit down. So you got your TV, you got your books, you got your iPods, you got everything else that that's out there that can keep you from moving. You got everything out there that keeps you from getting your sleep. You got Late Night with Jay Leno, and then you got Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel or whoever, Jimmy Fallon or whoever else is out there. You've got movies that you need to watch. You got news you got to be up for in the morning. I mean, they make it really easy to not get the appropriate amount of sleep. They make it really easy to eat like crap. You ever want to blow your socks off? You go open up your pantry and take a look at how many things in that pantry have high fructose corn syrup in it. Now, I'm not dogging on high fructose corn syrup. Yes, I believe the commercials that it is good in moderation. It's just fine, like anything else. The problem is you take a look-sees to see how much stuff has that freaking high fructose corn syrup in it. It's hard to eat in moderation when it's in almost everything. And then last, we have a tendency to not exercise. We're not getting up. We're not working our bodies. We're not building our muscles up. We're not taking the time to build up our bodies and keep them strong. I remember the first time when I realized this is when I realized I was sitting down in front of probably an 85-year-old man, and he was spry. And I asked him about it, and he said, you know, I had all my friends who just, you know, they get out of their Cadillacs, and they're just like, oh, and they're slow, and they rotate quick. And I just made a decision. I didn't want to be that. So I work out, and I keep my body strong. And he was telling me about 50 crunches and, you know, 25 push-ups he does every morning, and then barbells that he lifts over his head before he even walks out of his room. And because of that, he had a strong set of core muscles. He said, I'm not worried about falling and breaking my hip. Because I've got a strong body, and I realized right then, this is a man who really takes good care of his body. And I'll be honest, I think we're real horrible about this in America. I do not think we take very good care of our body. So I'm going to give you guys kind of the story. Where did this come from? I mentioned in the last podcast that I was going to explain some more about some of the stresses that have been happening. And because of that, you know, what prompted last week's topic, yesterday's topic was chilling out. And I realized I've gotten real stressed out, and I've been kind of taking that on other people. So let me tell you the story behind that. My wife and I, we're in a pretty stressful stage of our life. It's been so neat. Even the stressfulness that's been happening, we have grown so much over the last 2 months that I can't even begin to express all of that. But and I won't. That's for a whole other topic for another day. But we've been really stressed out. And so, you know, you guys know I'm an entrepreneur. I'm very big about building up this website and this business. I want to see this business launch. I eventually want Family Podcast Network to be taking the place as my number one breadwinner in terms of what makes my revenue. And I want this site to be that because I love doing this so much. This is one of those jobs that I can stay up till 2 in the morning and have absolutely no problem with it. Which is odd. I mean, I can do that maybe to stay up to watch a good movie, but since I've had 3 kids with the 4th on the way, let me tell you, I'm getting tired by 8 o'clock. But as an entrepreneur, doing something that I am passionate about and that I love, and I mean, guys, I enjoy recording this for you guys. Because I want you guys to experience the successes and the enjoyments that I have had as a parent. I want you guys to have a form of that. I don't want y'all to look just like me. I'm Trey. Y'all are you. Y'all's kids are your kids. My kids are Anna, Grant, and Cora with my Charlotte on the way. And they're all different. And I expect it. I almost demand that it needs to look different in many ways. But I want that core to be similar. I want you to look forward to going home and to seeing your kids and not feeling like, oh, God. I want your kids to see you at the door and come running up and grab a leg. You say, Daddy, Mommy. I want that for you guys. And I get passionate about it, if you can't tell. I mean, I get passionate about it. And so this keeps me staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning. And, you know, I've been staying up late recording podcasts and putting that out, making connections, replying to emails, taking in books, reading books for reviews. And I'm working hard to build the site up, right? But it's got me staying up late. And the later that I've been staying up, the more I realize that as of the last episode from yesterday, I haven't been chilling out and I haven't been sweating the small stuff. I've been grumpy. I've been angry. I've been withdrawn. And I think that we all kind of experience these on certain levels. Whenever we forget about our body, it does and will directly affect our parenting. Remember the topic for today. Take care of your body because it takes care of your kids. If you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not exercising, if you're not getting the appropriate amount of movement, if you're not eating well, the bottom line is this. I will guarantee it's affecting your parenting. Maybe you haven't been taking care of your body for so long that you're like, no, it's not. More than likely, that's because that's become the standard. And I would be interested to see if we could just increase these things and get these areas of your life better. What's going to happen to your parenting? My guess is it'll get easier, you'll relax, and I'll bet even from the last topic from yesterday, it'll be a lot easier to chill out. That would be my guess. Purely a guess, one man's opinion on this. But that's what I'm wondering. So when I think that, when we forget that the body can directly affect our parenting, here's what happens. We do get grumpy. We do get angry. We get withdrawn. Maybe we get depressed. Maybe we get short-tempered. But I think all of these things flare up. And you're like, well, Trey, that's pretty normal stuff in life. Not that I necessarily disagree, but here's what I have a problem with. What are we teaching our kids to be? Who is watching us? I told you guys are going to beat me over the head with a book by the time this is over for this comment right here. But who is watching you to learn everything they're going to do in life? Your kids are. And if you are these things, what are we teaching our kids to be? We're teaching our kids to be grumpy, angry, withdrawn, depressed, short-tempered. You get two people that are really grumpy and you put them in the same room, what happens? You're gonna have a UFC boxing match or something, you know, right there in front of your living room. So it's very, very vital that we take care of our bodies because it is a major part of our parenting. It's not just about technique. Let me tell you guys, I have loaded myself up with technique. And let me tell you, this week, my technique has sucked. I mean, I'm just going to shoot straight with you guys, right up the front. This week, my technique has sucked, and I'll tell you why. I ain't taking good care of myself. I am not taking good care of myself. And it is important, guys. We have got to take care of our body, as always. Like I said yesterday, this is not a chastisement. This is an admission. So guys, I'm going to recommend to you guys the SWEE principle. S-W-E-E principle. This is the very basic. This is just the place where I recommend you start. And I do want to say as a disclaimer, guys, I am not a nutritionist, nor am I a trainer, or any of those other kinds of things. I'm not trying to purport or advocate myself as any of that. However, this is just a small place that I recommend you start. SWEE principle, excellent to, or easy to remember. It's like sweet. Like a sweet tooth, it's sweet without the T. So S stands for sleep. Guys, this is also research-based. I've looked all this stuff up. This is accurate, authentic to the latest research. Sleep, get yourself 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. I know some of you guys out there, maybe you're military, maybe you've got spouses that are military, say, well, Marines live up 4 to 5 hours, you know, a night. I hear you on that. I've had several Marine buddies, got a couple that are deployed right now. But here's what I'll also tell you. Marines' bodies are in some dadgum good shape. And they get good quality hardcore sleep at night whenever they sleep. My guess is you probably don't have a Marine Corps physique right now. So more than likely if your body is not in as good a shape, often you got to sleep better. Because you got issues with snoring. You got issues with apnea. You got issues with back aches and pains from rolling over because your core muscles aren't strong. So unless you're in Marine shape, I don't recommend the 4 to 5 hours. Can they make it? Absolutely. But let me tell you, I love the Marine Corps. I'm glad they're on our team, but they're crazy. They're some amazing warriors. And let me tell you, I'm glad they're on our team, but you're probably not one of those folks. So get yourself 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. W for SWE, walk. I read the other day the amount they recommend per day on our society with the foods that we have. They recommend that you take approximately 10,000 steps per day. You're like, oh, okay, well, I get that. Yeah, go buy yourself a pedometer, which measures how many steps you take a day, and then measure them. I thought that I was nailing that, and I was barely cresting 5,000. Yeah, well, we won't even get into that. But you need to be walking at least a minimum of 10,000 steps per day. And then if you don't get it, go on walks with your families. Your kids will love it. E, so S-W-E. E for exercise. Get approximately 30 minutes a day of exercise is what I recommend, a minimum. I'm going to recommend to you guys a lady named Jillian Michaels. You probably have heard her before. She's the major lady who quit not too long ago, I think. I stopped watching Biggest Loser just months ago because it became such a reality TV and the drama and all that other crap. I was just like, this is ridiculous. This isn't about anything but just being stupid, you know what I mean? Anyway, I gave up on it. But if y'all all remember Jillian Michaels, she has a couple of workout videos out. One of them is the 30-day shred, and the other one is Ripped in 30. And even as a dude, guys, I've done these workouts, and they've got 4 weeks in them. And let me tell you, I would say something like, by the time you get to week four, you'll really... No. I'm talking week one, you will get into that, and in 30 minutes, you will get to the end of that and being like, you know, getting your oxygen mask up and turning that stuff and turning that stuff on and asking your wife or husband to carry you out of the living room. So get you that. Jillian does a great job of getting a great workout that builds you up real fast, and it really does work at getting good results quickly. So I highly recommend it. She's anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes, depending on which one of those videos you get. I recommend them both. I'm going to put a link in the show notes today so you can buy them on Amazon. Go snag them. They're super cheap. Start practicing them. Get you a workout partner. You will not regret that. And then the last E is E for eat. Eat well. Make smart decisions out there. I'm not saying don't eat your hamburgers. I'm not saying that you don't drink sodas. But what I'm saying is make sure that you are eating well. Watch your portion size. Watch what you're eating. Watch the quality that you're eating. If you're popping in 5 to 10 of those little powdered donuts or something like that, probably not the best thing. If you're living off of soda and not drinking much water, probably not the best thing. So look at your diets. Watch them carefully. And I'm not talking about dieting in the sense of depraving or going on these whacked out weird job stuff, but get in there and eat well. Make smart decisions. Guys, I'm going to disclaimer this one more time. I am not a nutritionist. I am not a physical trainer. I'm not trying to push myself with these one of those things. But got to do something. My suggestion is there is one person out there who is my absolute favorite in their mentality. Gary Moses Fitness. I'm going to put another link in the show notes to Gary's website. I find his philosophy absolutely amazing. I recommend go check him out. And he's just getting his site up now. He's been a part of a local small town not too far from where we live. He's just now getting his website launched, under construction. But go check him out. I like his mentality. He's worth listening to. Well, guys, with that, we're talking about the sweep principle. Remember that. Practice your sweep. Sleep 7 to 8 hours. Walk approximately 10,000 steps a day. Exercise a minimum of 30 minutes a day. I'll put a link to Jillian Michaels' DVDs in the show notes for today. And then eat well. Guys, that's all that I have for today. As always, consider sharing me on Facebook and Twitter. Put this episode out there if you like it. Want to share that out there. As always, remember, when it comes to your kids, it is all about the relationships with your kids. Guys, I always want to say thank you for joining us for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids. And even those that aren't, you guys have a good day. We'll see you guys in our next episode.